This is the VOA Special English Health Report. The United Nations is seeking to improve electronic communication for health workers in Africa. Workers in rural areas would have a better way to get training, information, and advice from doctors hundreds or even thousands of kilometers away. In 2005, the World Health Assembly passed a resolution urging countries to plan for e-health services. The idea is to look for ways to use modern information and communications technologies to strengthen health systems. The World Health Organization says Africa is behind other parts of the world in treating HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. So the United Nations Economic and Social Council is supporting the expansion of telecommunications technology for healthcare workers. Telemedicine is another term for e-health. Stenar Pedersen is the director of the Norwegian Center for Telemedicine at the University Hospital of North Norway. Dr. Pedersen is working with the WHO. He recently met with West African health officials in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. He says the technology can provide easier access to medical specialists and make it easier for people to seek medical information themselves. Elias Sori is the Director General of Health Services in Ghana. He says e-health will offer a way to reduce the effects of health worker shortages and make it easier to train existing workers. Dr. Sori says the technology will also make it easier for doctors at Ghana's main teaching hospital, Kolebu, to share their knowledge.
If you get a doctor who is away in the village and has come across a case he or she thinks is beyond him or her, why can't that doctor be able to link up easily with a senior doctor in Kolebu to get advice on? So we are not there, but e-health will get us there. The other thing is that medicine is dynamic. Why can't we use that to train? We don't need people to all come to Kolebu in order to be upgraded in knowledge. E-health can bring that gap. And to me, medical education is even one of the most important ingredients of e-health.
Services must be shaped to fit each country's healthcare needs and level of technological development. Another issue is patient privacy. The hope is that health ministries will together develop policies on collecting and storing electronic health information about individuals. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. Transcripts, MP3s, and archives of our reports can be found at voaspecialenglish.com, where you can also post comments. I'm Steve Ember.